Our parasha begins with the words Vaschanan Hashem Be'esahi Lamer. And the Medrash says Mao Lamer. Amr Zaria Lamer Ladiris. Shemus Balan Bishas Atzara. Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching Klai Yisrael for all its future generations that when they're experiencing difficult times, they should daven. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu had told Moshe Rabbeinu that he will not enter Eretz Yisrael, Hischel Meschanan, he began to daven and plead to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course the question is, why was it necessary for Moshe Rabbeinu to teach Klal Yisrael and all future generations the need for tefillah? According to the Rambam, there's a chiv, there's an obligation to daven every day. And even according to the Ramban, when somebody is experiencing different difficult situations, there's an obligation to daven. Moreover, how are we to learn from Moshe Rabbeinu the power of tefillah? Moshe Rabbeinu is the great Moshe Rabbeinu. How can we learn our obligation and our attitude to tefillah from Moshe Rabbeinu? Particularly, as we know, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Medrash says, davened tuf kuf tez vav tefillahs, 515 tefillahs, the gematria of the word v'schanon, do we have the ability to daven for what we need 515 times? And actually, if we think about it, what was HaKadosh Baruch Hu trying to teach us? And what was Moshe Rabbeinu trying to teach us? That Moshe Rabbeinu should daven so many tefillahs, and that yet the tefillah was not answered. What is the lesson in this entire episode? The Satmar Rebbe in his Sefer Kedushas Yoel explains that there's a very important lesson. And that is the lesson that sometimes we daven, and Baruch Hashem, many times when we are mispalel, what we ask for, we receive. But there are times that we are mispalel, that we daven for something and it doesn't happen. Which this situation, when Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel, he prayed that he should be able to get into Eretz Yisrael, his tefillah was not answered. And one would start to believe that not every tefillah is answered, and not every tefillah accomplishes. Teaches us the pasuk, V'aschanan el Hashem be'eis ahi. Even though at that time Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalo, and his tefillah wasn't answered, and he didn't get the opportunity to enter Yisrael, but lamer, there's a lesson here. The lesson here is that we have to continue being mispalo under all circumstances. And just like Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalo and his tefillah wasn't answered, but we believe that his tefillah remains and is there. And when Klal Yisrael needs a tefillah to help it in its various situations, we could go back to those tefillahs that Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalo. And those tefillahs help Klal Yisrael in its difficult times. That is the lesson of this week's parasha. V'aschanan el Hashem be'esahi, the tefillah of be'esahi does not go to waste. That tefillah remains and remains powerful and remains there forever. I saw that the Rimanov Rebbe, Reb Tzvi Hirsch Mirimanov, had 10 children during his lifetime, and 8 passed away during his lifetime. One time on Shabbos, his daughter was very, very ill. And he, in his tremendous amunah and his tremendous avodas Hashem, continued to act on Shabbos as he acted on every Shabbos and act during the tefillahs on Shabbos with the ahava and with the simcha that he used to experience by every tefillah. And his daughter-in-law came to him and said, "You have a daughter who's so very ill, and how are you acting this way? Why are you not being mispalel?" So he said that the pasuk in our week's parasha says, V'aschanan el Hashem be'esahi. Moshe Rabbeinu taught us that even if there's an eis tzara, even if there's a difficult situation, lamer. A person has to be able to stand strong and say that no matter what happens, lamer, I declare that I believe in Hashem. And the lesson is that even if we're being mispallel, and what we're being mispallel for is not necessarily happening, we declare that tefillah is not going to waste. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, as he davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, V'aschanan, loshen matnas chinam, a loshen of asking, knowing, and that is supposed to be our attitude as we approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu with tefillah. Our attitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu owes us nothing. But on the other hand, we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal HaRachmanis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one with the infinite chesed and rachmim towards Klal Yisrael. And even though our approach to him is v'eschanon, that we ask for matnas chinam, we ask for a gift that we don't deserve, but we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you and your infinite mercy have rachmanis on us. And that's why every year Pasht v'eschanon is also Shabbos Nachmu. After experiencing the 3 weeks and the 9 days and Tisha B'Av, and we feel so broken, but we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami Yom Elkeichem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us that even in a time where it looks so desperate, and even in a time where it looks like we don't have any hope, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, V'eschanon, you daven to us, you daven to Hashem, that He should give us a matnas chinam, even if we don't deserve it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response is, Nachmu Achmu Ami, that I will console you. I will ultimately accept, or I will ultimately accept all of the tefillahs of Klal Yisrael. And every tefillah that Klal Yisrael has been mispallel during this long and bitter galus will never ever go to waste. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears all of those tefillahs. And every one of those tefillahs will ultimately accomplish. And the Gemara, particularly this year, Parshas V'eschanon, Shabbos Nachmu, is also Tu B'Av. And the Gemara Masechta Tanis Daf Chof Vav Amud Beis teaches us, Lo Hayu Yom Tovim LiYisrael K'Tu B'Av. There was no greater Yontif than Tezva B'Av. And the Gemara describes, Be'el B'Nash Yisrael Yotzes Mechayos B'Kramim, the Jewish girls will go out dancing in the fields. And what would they say? Young men, pick up your eyes. Don't look at beauty, look at family. Every group of women, according to their strengths, indicated that that's what they should be looked, that's what you should look for by a shidduch. But what is the wording of sa'na einecha, raise up your eyes? Wouldn't it have made more sense? Wouldn't it have made Rebbe Necha look at the women who are available for marriage? What is it, Sona? Pick up your eyes. And perhaps the answer is, there's a person who wants to get married, a person who wants to have a shidduch, and he needs to know that in order to be worthy, and in order that Hashem should help him to meet the right match, lift up your eyes to Hashem. Be mispal to Hashem. And that's the lesson of Parshas V'eschanon. And that's the lesson of Tu B'Av. If we all want to get married ourselves, our children, other people, the first lesson that we need to know is Sona Inecha. Lift our up eyes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And be mispal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as our Parsha teaches us, no tefillah will go to waste. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears those tefillahs and helps those that need Shidduchim to have Shidduchim, and help those that need Yeshuas to have Yeshuas, that they could connect to the tefillah of the previous generations, that they were mispallel, and that those tefillahs, together with our tefillahs, will ultimately combine to bring the ultimate nechshama, the ultimate Yeshua for Klal Yisrael, v'tzadkenu b'tzedek u'mishpat b'chesed u'v'rachmim b'rachamecha harabim.